ancient Ayurveda had this understanding that plants and plant medicine are such powerful tools for prevention. And so turmeric's been used as an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It has a lot of uses.
Welcome to Peak 40, the podcast that brings you the tips, tactics, and stories for living your best life in midlife. If you're in your mid-30s to 50s, Peak 40 is the place to get actionable advice on the nuances of nutrition, training, recovery, and mindset in midlife. For the full experience and other valuable resources, register for the Peak 40 weekly newsletter at drbubs.com/peak40 to enhance your lifestyle and start making midlife your best life. Welcome back, or welcome to the Peak 40 podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Bubs. This is season 3, episode number 3, and today I'm chatting with Dr. Shivani Gupta, PhD, whose research was focused on the health effects of curcumin and who now balances a busy entrepreneurial practice with life at home as a busy wife and mother of two. Dr. Shivani will share her holistic approach in Ayurveda and share insights on the applications of curcumin for pain, inflammation, and more. Dr. Shivani is a regular speaker at physician conferences, educational events, and women's symposiums across the U.S. All right, let's get started. My conversation with Dr. Shivani Gupta.
Dr. Shivani, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Tremendous. Well, listen, it'd be great to get you to introduce you to our community here at Peak 40. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. So I grew up in Houston, Texas, to an immigrant family, a regular Indian girl, and definitely had this experience of living in two worlds. So I grew up where if you had a sickness, you'd just go to your pediatrician and they'd write you a script. Or every year we'd also be going to India to visit my grandparents, my family. And when my stomach hurt or I had an ailment in India, my grandma would reach to the spice cabinet and make us a tea or an elixir. And I kept growing up thinking, why are there these two dichotomous worlds? Why is my planet so different on both sides? And why do we approach things so differently? And really throughout my upbringing, that was true, where I always see like two worlds at the same time and constantly try to synergize the two. And then eventually I had all my own health issues, which many of us in the health world do, and had gut issues, took way too many antibiotics in high school because I was having chronic colds. And by the time I reached college, I was so sick of being sick. I knew I had to find a new way forward. And that's when I told my parents, look, we're in India, the land of yoga and Ayurveda. Could we possibly look at these toolkits for me? And when I deep dove into Ayurveda, I was like, wow, this is the solution. Ayurveda has gut healing. Ayurveda has herbs and spices. It has this natural treasure trove of healing tools, and we're just not using them. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I healed myself. And I realized it's my life mission to learn about this science. And then I did my master's in Ayurvedic sciences and my PhD dissertation on turmeric. And that really changed the trajectory of my life because I became a turmeric evangelist and super fan. And so it's my life mission to teach both Ayurveda and how powerful turmeric can be as a tool.
Tremendous. Well, it's certainly powerful, isn't it? A lot of the Eastern philosophies around prevention, around lifestyle, obviously way ahead of the curve in that sense of, you know, what we're eating and how we move, lifestyle factors, things like sleep, how they impact our overall health. Of course, in today's 24/7 society, we do get ill and run down and we struggle with pain. And fortunately, people are overweight. And so when we look at, you know, looking forward to diving into your work on curcumin here, because obviously there's some applications here on the acute side for individuals, but it also bleeds into that philosophy of Ayurveda, doesn't it? Of being able to then focus on, you know, the whole person and their whole, you know, lifestyle, diet, and everything else. So can we maybe start with some of the traditional uses of turmeric and curcumin and where that's come from?
Sure. So turmeric traditionally in Eastern India was always used as an antibacterial. It was used topically a lot. And then it was also used orally for immune support. It was used in the evening as, you know, turmeric lattes is what we call it now. In India, you call it haldi doodh, but that's a great preventive tool to use every day because ancient Ayurveda had this understanding that plants and plant medicine are such powerful tools for prevention. And so turmeric's been used as an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, as a topical solution as needed. It has a lot of uses.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, as a polyphenol, obviously having a major impact on all the signaling that's going on in the body, which is a key player in this whole story. I mean, we often talk about people struggling with chronic inflammation, and of course, that inflammatory noise coming from the fact that we are in poor health and overweight and hypertensive and et cetera, but also at the cellular level in terms of the benefits of curcumin, which is really tremendous. So if we think about different conditions, obviously pain, arthritis, metabolic syndrome, where should we start in terms of talking about how curcumin might be beneficial?
Well, what's beautiful about curcumin? So we have the ginger plant in the same family as ginger. We have turmeric, and these are all such powerful plants. And curcumin makes up 3 to 5% of the turmeric plant. So when we're diving into this topic of curcumin, the first thing to understand is out of the entire turmeric plant, it's only the 3 to 5% that we've isolated to be so to that we have studied to be so effective that we're talking about. Because a lot of times people ask me, well, I take turmeric and I sprinkle it on my chicken. Isn't that enough? And I say, well, you're not going to get a therapeutic dose. You're not going to get that significant medicinal support that you're looking for your health. So what I love about it is it's so beneficial across so many different conditions that are based in inflammation. So whether we're talking about chronic diseases like diabetes, cardiovascular, neurological, IBD, pulmonary diseases, really you can talk about most of the systems of the body and it helps. Where I talk to people the most about turmeric is arthritis, joint pain, OA, RA, even uveitis. So any itis in the body is based on inflammation, and there's so many systems where chronic oxidative stress fused with that increase in inflammation in the body is what's causing so many chronic disease states that are so problematic for us.
Yeah, you touched on a couple important things there. I mean, the first just being obviously the dose between when we're standardizing an extract to 3% curcuminoids versus taking turmeric as a spice, which, as you mentioned, is a nice health support. We provide all these different compounds together. They're all interacting in ways that we still yet to understand. That said, if we're looking for this more precise impact, we do need to achieve, therapeutic doses, which is really important. And of course, a lot of people listening in, as you get into mid-30s, 40s, 50s, beyond, too much time sat down and working and commuting and all these types of things. And so pain is certainly one that we talk a lot about here. And, osteoarthritis, we used to think of it as just a degenerative, condition, non-inflammatory. And of course, now we know better, and we know that inflammation and is playing a big role here. A couple things, just activities of daily life and decreased life quality are ones that we tend to see. You'll see the client who used to run or used to lift or used to do yoga, and now their hip hurts, their knee hurts, and now they've stopped doing it. And we then
Right.
start to see it, how then things start to snowball a little bit, whether it's weight gain or high blood sugars. And so can you talk to, maybe some, again, the effects specifically towards that sort of pain and some doses that you've seen work in your practice?
Sure. So for me, that loss of quality of life is tremendous. And I find that as people enter each decade, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, that list stacks up higher and higher. And most people complain to me, hey, I just have these aches and pains. And like you said, I can't exercise the same. I can't do the same sports. And I really blame that on inflammaging. I tell them, look, if you reduced your inflammation significantly over the next 30 days, then I'd like to hear from you if you really had to give up the activities of life, if you had to give up all those things that you love. And so my goal is to help people reduce their knee pain, reduce their back pain, hip pain, keep their hand function if we're talking about more RA type issues, and really extend the quality of their life. Because you're right, if we are going to get sedentary, if we're going to, have obesity and all these chronic disease states, including joint pain, then we're not going to be able to go out and live our best life. And then you also, on the flip side, have people like me who are obsessed with exercise and want to get stronger and want to be our fittest. And within the time constructs I have to do that, I also want to recover fast so I can just go back at it the next day. So I've been doing a lot of study around turmeric helps with muscle recovery. Turmeric helps us get back in the game faster. And that's what I've seen. I've had clients tell me, look, I take turmeric and I can lift heavy the next day for the next body part. And that to me is really exciting because it keeps us fueled and able to do exactly what we want at the pace we want, at the level we want in life, and maintain that level of consistent up-leveling that we crave.
Yeah, it is so key in terms of being able to obviously support diet and put in movement, various movement activities that help to improve mobility and stability. But it also helps to be able to get there. And if people are in discomfort and pain, then we need to be able to provide some acute strategies. And, we have seen some nice, RCTs, 500 milligrams of curcumin per day in divided doses, and seeing obviously improvements in pain and physical function, which is tremendous. And I think one of the interesting things there is you see things like stiffness don't tend to improve. But when we look at the longer studies, getting outwards of, 8-9 months, we start to see improvements in those areas. So can you speak to just the impacts of a daily dose and being really consistent with intakes of some of these powerful polyphenols like curcumin and how that can support health?
Sure. What I've seen is if we can take 1,000 milligrams of curcumin a day as our baseline, we're going to have that consistent support in the body. And I break that up into 500 milligrams in the morning and 6 to 8 hours, 500 milligrams again. And we can get into why, because bioavailability is an issue with curcumin. It has that fast uptake in the body. So a lot of people say, can I just take 2 pills in the morning? Yes, you can. You'll get a lot of support for your morning. And then there's the drop off and you're just not supported anymore. And so a lot of people who come to me with that really painful chronic joint pain, I say, look, you should be taking it 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And that late evening is going to support you through the night. So you wake up less stiff, less creaky, and all those types of issues. So I recommend that dosage. And then when it comes to our immune system, because curcumin is such a powerful antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, if someone feels like they're getting a cold or they're having to fight off a really bad flu or cold, I say just increase your turmeric dosage, like take double. You can take triple because the science that's published says we can take up to 8 grams a day safely. Mm-hmm. And so I really like to play with how much I take. Sometimes I'll take 3,000 milligrams in a day, and that'll be my antiviral. It's like taking a high dose of vitamin C to just kick out whatever's happening and then move forward free and clear. And so whenever someone does have an acute pain issue, I invite them to look, take 1500 milligrams at a time, twice in a day, and just get that inflammation down. And then once you've gotten it down, just like you would with an NSAID, just get it down, then the body is supported and can move forward in a healed state. So I think it's always worth it, especially those of us who are in health, in fitness, into peak performance. We're going to always want to stay at the top of our game. And we're always looking for that solution that will hold us there. And so I think a daily dose, like I said, 1,000 milligrams, but we can definitely increase as needed based on the issue at hand.
Yeah, certainly one that comes up around just the size of individuals or even within athletes, again, that kind of upper dose, as you mentioned. And we've seen studies in athletes up to 5,000 milligrams in a day in terms of supporting, things like exercise-induced inflammation and whatnot, which is tremendous. And as you mentioned, the bioavailability piece is tricky because curcumin is not very water-soluble and it's not well metabolized by the small intestine and the liver. And so we're always trying to find these different form factors to be able to improve that uptake, which, to your point, even better to be able to divide up the dosages so that we can, best support that. Now, if we circle back to more conditions that we tend to struggle with, again, 2/3 of the population, unfortunately, overweight and obese. And with that, we see, metabolic syndrome, significantly on the rise. And obviously there's at the root of that inflammation is playing, a major, major impact on all those pathways. Is that something that you've, work with a lot in your practice, or how have you seen applications there for curcumin and metabolic syndrome?
In my family history, obesity and diabetes is rampant. And so I made it my mission since I was a teen that no matter what, I would figure out the formula to not be obese and diabetic like my family. And I have to say, it's a job, like it's its own job to maintain health at the level I want to. So I, after studying turmeric all those years, believe that we have to look at like, what is the plate of what we're going to use? There's turmeric, there's ginger, there's a lot of super spices out of Ayurveda that can be so powerful for our health. Ashwagandha is a powerhouse, any of the powerful adaptogens. But to me, when we look at superfoods, a lot of people are like, oh, I eat, my salmon and my blueberries and my spinach and all those, goji berries, those fun superfoods that are out there, to me, at the very root of it, what they're doing is they're very powerful antioxidants and they're anti-inflammatory. And so turmeric is so well received by the body. I'm working with a gentleman in South Carolina at a university to study why. Why is it so well received across so many gene expressions? Like, how is this so well connecting with our body? And so to me, I just start with turmeric as the foundation. I think we should all take turmeric every day. I think we should play with it and take more as needed. It's such a powerful immune support, so powerful for muscle recovery, but also so powerful as that foundation. Because if we can reduce that systemic inflammation that we know we all have based on the foods, ultra processed foods, stress, sleep not being perfect, water quality, air quality, EMF, like there's always 50 factors that I consider assaulting our body and driving inflammation and stress on the system, that if we're not having a very strong preventive solution in place, we're not going to be supported to do more. And when it comes to your question was obesity and metabolic syndrome, because all the factors are causing that to be common, then it's our job to be that much more vigilant to prevent those kinds of issues, because it's almost like we're on a downhill slide towards obesity and metabolic syndrome. Most of us, if we're not like really forcing an action plan consistently to battle against it.
Yeah, I often liken it to a current, you know, like being in a river and you're getting pulled downstream. And if you don't actively swim against the current, you're going to end up in that position. And curcumin is interesting in the sense that that, you know, that general population, as we talk about struggling with weight gain and high blood sugars and the inflammatory effects of that, is one application. You know, as we get into our active individuals and athletes, I mean, the fact the fitness level and the diet tend to, you know, we tend to see terrific inflammatory profiles. That said, the training has a real local effect on muscle and muscle damage. And so, again, we see another application of curcumin that we can become, you know, we can have a real effect there. And I find it fascinating because of the different roles here of curcumin. It's actually altering structures of membranes. It's regulating pathways like the COX-2 pathways. It has antioxidant properties. And so, again, there aren't that many things we can give individuals or athletes to really kind of move the needle when it comes to supplementation.
Hey friends, a quick note to let you know the fall 2023 Peak 40 program is wrapping up enrollment this Friday, November 10th. If you're ready to make a change, better energy, better mood, better sleep, and weight loss, check out what 55-year-old Ollie was able to accomplish over his 12 weeks in the program.
I started my journey with Mark, and I had a few areas, three to be precise, of my health and physical condition that I wanted to address, so I'm going to share them with you. The first one was energy levels. Now, mine were not consistent, and it was beginning to have an impact on performance in sports and mental agility. And the second one was lower back and shoulder strength. And I love playing tennis, and I had a few injuries caused by it over the time, and so I had to take some time out, but I wanted to get back to playing the game. And then three was reducing my blood pressure. So I'm currently on two medications. I actually want to try and reduce that down to one, if possible, to taking none at all. So to achieve this, I needed some guidance and structure to try and get to those end goals. Once I had an initial consultation with Mark, I came away feeling positive and ready to take on the challenges ahead. So nutrition, exercise, mindfulness changes over the course of the 12 weeks were all introduced in a structured, bite-sized approach, which sets you up for success. By the end of the course, I attained all my goals and more. I lost 6 kilograms of weight over the 12 weeks, and I came away with a framework that was set out that I could carry forward to maintain and improve the overall well-being of myself. I would recommend Mark to anyone looking to make those changes in their life for the better and to break those bad habits that cause setbacks while still enjoying those treats.
You don't need to overhaul your routine to improve your health, energy, and lose weight. Join us for the fall 2023 cohort of the Peak 40 Coaching Program. That's nutrition, training, and lifestyle support. Just head over to drbubs.com/peak40 or email Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, at drbubs.com for more details as we wrap up enrollment this Friday, November 10th. All right, let's get back to the conversation.
You know, one thing that clients will often say is even just taking pills and multiple pills, and, you know, there can be a fatigue that builds up. So I'm not sure if you have some workarounds or how you deal with that.
I do. And going back to the last question for one sec, one thought I had after I spoke was, if we're inflamed, we're not going to lose weight. We're going to be in this catch-22 cycle with our bodies. And so a lot of times I tell people, look, drop that inflammation down, let the body get into a healed state, and it will go back to the state it wants to be in, which is the most balanced state possible, including with an ideal weight that's good for us, that's good for our joints, good for everything else. Mm-hmm. But yes, when it comes to, please tell me your last question again.
Just in terms of, pill fatigue, you know, like in terms of taking capsules every day, clients will often, even the most compliant after months, tend to struggle. And so we're always trying to, despite even the beneficial effects, or as they feel better, they start to wean off, and then it has to, you know, they end up going back on. Do you have any tips, tools, or tactics that you've used?
Yes. Every morning I make myself my bowl of pills, and then all day I carry it around trying to convince myself to take my bowl of pills that I know I need to take. So yes, I'm included in that bunch of people who get pill fatigue, because if you go to functional medicine and you go to optimize everything in your system, you quickly learn there's a lot of deficiencies to work on. And either you're going to focus on it through diet and really achieve that goal through seasonal diet and eating well and all those things, or you have to supplement. So I don't think there's any cure to pill fatigue other than take the supplements at the dosages and potencies that work. So you don't have to take a ton of them, because sometimes if you buy a curcumin supplement that's not as effective, you're probably going to have to take 8 pills to get the goal. And that's not what I'm about. I'm about building it for such a potency that I drive a tremendous result in each capsule. And then the other thing is, you can always open your capsules and put them in shakes. Sometimes I do that for people. I'll just open the turmeric capsule and get that in the shake. But other than that, there's no other great solution, unfortunately. But I do wish like there was a magical pudding where I could open my 20 capsules a day and eat it, and it would taste like chocolate, and there was no pill fatigue associated.
Well, I like that strategy. We use that as well with different clients and athletes of, putting the capsules into a smoothie, which is tremendous. And the other one I found effective here and there is just, as you alluded to previously, getting that dose up a little higher in spots and then taking a break for, a month or whatnot, and then getting the dose up to, particularly for people who are struggling with a lot of systemic inflammation or athletes who are training at such intensities, working with Olympic athletes and professional athletes, recovery can be a 72-hour process. And so that's when we can really start to ratchet that up at the back end of seasons and before the playoffs and things. But I do appreciate a good mix in with the smoothie. The post-training shake's definitely a winner.
Yeah.
Now, you're a busy entrepreneur, a busy parent. If we pivot here a little bit and just talk about, zoom out to 30,000 feet here. When we talk about how you support yourself, how you support your own sleep and resilience and recovery, because life is busy and it's difficult to tick all the boxes. And that idea of balance is sort of a myth of we balance over the course of a year, but in weeks and months, we're pushing one more than the other. What are some of the things, maybe we can start with some of the roadblocks that you have to share with folks, and then we can get into maybe some of your strategies and solutions for keeping yourself feeling well.
Such a great question. I am a mom, an entrepreneur, the wife of a surgeon. So he is working 24/7, it seems, and is often operating 7 days a week. And I have really big dreams for this world. I want to change the whole world with curcumin. I want the whole world to understand that inflammation is that root cause that we must address, or it will kill us, the generation in front of us, and the generation behind us. We must address the root cause. I want to write books that inspire millions of people to practice the Ayurvedic lifestyle, because I think the Ayurvedic lifestyle is the best lifestyle to incorporate for prevention and health. And I love public speaking as well. So I've just been invited to speak at conferences around the country. So all of a sudden, my dreams are coming true, but those dreams are kicking out the building blocks of my health. My building blocks are fantastic workouts where I get to lift and build strength. Having my food on point with high protein consistently from fresh sources. I find I'm traveling more. I'm eating on the road. Some days I leave and I don't have my food plan in place for the day. I'm just hoping that I'm going to get gluten-free and protein and all the things I need. So I'm finding it that as you build that pace of success that you wished for, you have to fight three times harder to keep your health building blocks in place. Otherwise, you will sacrifice health on the path to success. And in my case, I'm building health companies. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. I can't sacrifice my health and then be a model of health. So how am I winning at this right now? I am focused on the very basic building blocks because those are where I can win easily. So hydration with electrolytes, that's one. I am bringing my workouts back. And if I can't work out, I'm walking. Like, I'm taking every phone call walking.
Nice.
Everything I can do walking, I'm just walking. I'm like, oh, you want to talk to me? Let's walk. Because my workouts are getting kicked out based on the volume of Zoom calls and interviews. I'm making sure I focus on sleep like it is my whole job, so that if my sleep is phenomenal, at least my lymphatic system and inflammation is supported from that direction. And then I'm using a lot more of my self-care tools from Ayurveda. I really focus on, are there anchor points in my day where I pause, hydrate, supplement? Those are not as successful right now, if I'm honest, but I'm trying to make sure that 2-3 times a day, I pause, have tea, check in, and focus on the piece I need to build to get to do the work that I want to do.
Yeah, great tips. I mean, it is challenging. It's great to have these moments to debrief and to reflect on things, because life does get busy. And even as practitioners, and when you talk to coaches or whomever, they get pulled down in certain directions. And then all of a sudden, some of these habits and behaviors that we're coaching up our clients to do, we realize, oh, wow, actually, I haven't been getting to bed at this time. I think it's important for our clients and patients and the people we coach to know that it is a game of ebb and flow. And so interesting to see that some of the things that you come back on, tremendous, like hydration and walking and trying to make that that hurdle as low as we can to get ourselves back into that rhythm is always really helpful. Now, you've got a couple of kids at home, so I imagine sleep sometimes goes awry as well. I mean, I've got three little ones, 10, 7, and 5, and we're sleeping more now than we did in the past, but there's, you know, weeks and months where people are sick and all sorts of things. How about for yourself? Are there strategies that you have when the sleep gets shortened and you've still got to, you know, do your thing and perform and travel and speak?
For sure. You know, Ayurveda teaches the concept of circadian rhythm, circadian medicine, chronobiology. And I have taught so much on that topic for the last year that I can't bear to have horrible sleep. Like, it really irks me when my kid wakes up in the night and kicks me, and then boom, sleep is awful. So I keep a lot of tools around for sleep. Like, I am, my end table is full of them. So I have nightly rituals around self-care from Ayurveda. I do things like use my tongue scraper, do dry brushing. If I can't do all of it, it's just hot shower, heating pad to get to sleep and have that beautiful sleep. I have a new sleep cream I tested. That's a GABA cream. It's giving me better sleep. I designed a deep sleep tea that's Ayurvedic that has adaptogens that relaxes the mind and digestive system. So I make that my nightly sleep hygiene ritual, which helps me a lot. I can tell the difference when I'm using my rituals versus not. I have a formula I built called Deep Sleep Formula. So it's sublingual. So if I wake up in the night and my brain is overactive, which is often, then I'll be able to have that just to sleep the rest of the night. I'm a big fan of tools. And if I wake up and I'm exhausted and I just know, wow, my day is trashed because of the sleep, I'll make sure I go straight outside and walk in the sun for 10 minutes, allow Mother Nature to reset my circadian rhythm for me. And then I'll reach more for my supplements that help me with mind support. Like, I'll find my supplements that are specifically for brain health, just so I can be the most on point person I can be. And I'll try to make sure I don't lean into sugar or things that aren't going to support me that next day.
Amazing. Well, listen, Doc, I could pick your brain all day here on curcumin. But as we wrap things up, one take home message for listeners on the curcumin topic today.
Yes, taking turmeric and curcumin in the right form is one of the most powerful things we can do for our health. And when I set out to create a curcumin support for people, my goal was to show the world we don't have to take NSAIDs at the volume we do. We can cut down our opioid use. Like, we can really create something out of Ayurvedic medicine that holds us pain-free while also addressing inflammation at the root cause. And so that's my invitation to everyone, is really play with your turmeric, play with your curcumin, and see for yourself how it can support you with your joint pain, your function and keeping your function, recovering, and addressing those issues that you're using you know, other solutions with side effects, turmeric is from nature, and it's a very powerful solution if you really utilize it in the right forms.
Tremendous. And where can people stay connected with you, Doc, and get more information about your work on curcumin?
Sure. So my website is fusionaryformulas.com, and I made a special code for your listeners. It's PEAK40. And then my other website is shivanigupta.com, where I teach about Ayurveda and self-care, and I have a 7-day inflammation challenge and things as well there. And then my podcast is Fusionary Health.
Tremendous. Well, we'll include all those links in the show notes. Appreciate the discount code for the listeners. If you haven't used curcumin, obviously now's a great chance to dive in and test it out here as we get into the colder, darker, shorter days of winter. So thanks again, Doc. Appreciate you carving out the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Well, listen, if you have any questions, love to hear from you. Reach out on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Dr. Bubs. Use the hashtag PEAK40 so we can find those questions easily and use them on a future episode. And if you found this useful, please share with friends, colleagues, or anyone looking for PEAK40 health and performance.
The Dr. Bubs Performance Podcast endeavors to provide accurate and helpful information to listeners. These podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Dr. Bubs Performance Podcasts.